This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress begins in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa and leaders of various political parties address inaugural session. Prime Minister Dewa says General Convention will elect leadership capable of ensuring democratic norms and values for social construction. CPN Maoist Center Province Gathering commencing from tomorrow, and at least 54 people killed as truck carrying migrants crashes in Mexico. Now the news in detail. The 14th General Convention of the Nepali Congress has begun in Kathmandu from today. Addressing the convention, Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa said the ongoing convention would elect a leadership capable of developing society based on the democratic norms and values. Prime Minister Dewa further said it was the responsibility of the Nepali Congress to ensure the democratic system in the country. Likewise, addressing the convention, Nepali Congress senior leader Ramchandra Pudel said the country faced challenges in terms of governance as the political parties failed to develop democratic culture. Later, Pudel stressed the need for ending factional politics to ensure citizens' rights. Delivering his message of best wishes at the inaugural session of the convention, CPN UML chairman KP Sharma said his party was ready to cooperate the ruling Nepali Congress on the issues of nationality, democracy, justice, equality and development of the country. He also suggested the Nepali Congress stick to its policies and its glorified history through the convention. Likewise, CPN Maoist Center chairperson KP Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda called upon the political parties for unity, cooperation and mutual working cultures. Addressing the inaugural session of the Nepali Congress General Convention, the Maoist Center chairman recalled that success in Nepal's political movement was the outcome of cooperation among the political forces. Similarly, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal said all political parties should be aware of ending corruption and misuse of political power. The inaugural session of the convention was attended by Nepali Congress leaders, former prime ministers and heads of various political parties and delegates from home and abroad. Likewise, more than 4,700 convention representatives from across the country are attending the convention that will run for 3 days. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa has said the government is committed to taking transitional justice to logical conclusion. Speaking at a program organized by the National Human Rights Commission on the occasion of 73rd International Human Rights Day in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dewa shared that the government was ready to provide justice to conflict victims. The Prime Minister argued that the government was carrying out activities in order to fulfill the national and international responsibilities related to human rights. Similarly, National Human Rights Chair Top Bahadur Magar shared that respect for human rights, its protection and promotion would be possible only from the collaboration of all sectors. International Human Rights Day has been marked across the world today under the international slogan Reducing Inequalities, Advancing Human Rights. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi! मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Province gathering of the CPN Maoist Center is beginning tomorrow. Chief Secretary at the office of the CPN Maoist Center, Sri Ram Dakal, informed that the party chairman, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, would virtually inaugurate the province gathering at 1 p.m. tomorrow. 9 office bearers would be selected from the province gathering. The Maoist Center has already held local level gatherings on the 27th of November. The national level gathering of the party would be held from the 26th to 28th of December. A total of 259 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population has informed that 337 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 3 persons died of the virus infection today, taking the corona-related toll to 11,552 in the country so far. Non-residential ambassadors of 5 different countries have presented their letter of credence to President Vidyadevi Bhandari today, issuing a press statement. The office of the president informed that non-residential ambassadors of Nigeria, Ethiopia, Rwanda, Luxembourg and Slovakia presented their letter of credence to the president amid separate ceremonies organized at Sital Nivas. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 54 people have been killed and scores more injured after the truck they were being transported in crashed in southern Mexico. According to BBC, more than 100 people said to be migrants from Central America were crammed into the truck's trailer when it rolled into the state of Chiapas. Authorities said 49 people were confirmed dead at the scene and 5 more died in hospital. Some 105 people were also injured in the crash. French President Emmanuel Macron has said France has no plan to join a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. President Macron said any such move would be insignificant and merely symbolic. The USA, the UK, Canada and Australia have said they will not send government representatives to the February Games because of concerns over China's human rights record. But China says countries that boycott the Games will pay the price for their mistaken acts. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 14th General Convention of Nepali Congress begins in Kathmandu. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Dewa and leaders of various political parties address inaugural session. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President says General Convention would elect leadership capable of ensuring democratic norms and values for social construction. CPN Maoist Center Province Gathering commencing from tomorrow, and at least 54 people killed as truck carrying migrants crashes in Mexico. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.